You'll not wonder, praise God, if you're in well enough condition with him. In other words, he is telling us that when we ask him, there should not be any wavering. Because a man who wavers, a man who doubts, he is a double-minded man. He's one who on one side believes, and on the other side, he does not believe. We got to have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And if you have that much faith, the Bible tells me that you can move mountains. You can speak to the mountain in your life and have that mountain move. I don't know what the mountain is in your life. Your mountain may be lack of finance. Your mountain may be a healing of your body. Your mountain may be sickness in your body. But if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, the Bible tells me, praise God, you could speak to that mountain, and that mountain will be removed. Praise God. If I go back to Hebrews the 11th chapter and verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise God, for he that come to God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
I don't know. starving, hunger's robbing, raping, killing, stealing, doping, snooking, time ain't long.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, be ready when he comes. I pray that you enjoyed the message on last couple of weeks. Will you be ready when the bridegroom comes? Praise the Lord. I want to be ready when he comes. I'm trying each and every day to prepare to be ready for his coming. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in again on this morning. It's such a glorious week. We had such a beautiful weekend. Praise the Lord. God is just good all the time, and I just love him the more for his goodness. That's why I can tell of his goodness. For truly, the Lord is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Praise God. I appreciate you so much for listening in and calling in and ordering books and checking out Facebook, inboxing me. I thank the Lord for all of the radio land, all the listeners everywhere. I praise God for it. Truly, I just appreciate it, and I'm so grateful. Now, Father, this morning, I thank you. I praise you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, for you are so good to us. Lord, we love you this morning. We praise you for a glorious day in you, Lord, and you live, move, and have our being. Have your way in our lives, God. Oh, God, I ask that you bless all who are listening. You know every need. Touch those who are sick. Oh, heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you for supplying every financial need, oh God. We know your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you. You are our strength and song, God. And I love you. I praise you the more for your word. Without your word, we could not know how to live. Oh, I'm so thankful, Lord, that I'm hiding your word in my heart that I might not sin against you, Jesus. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, to God be the glory on this morning. I thank the Lord for what he is doing in my life and through my life, and not only for me, but all of the saints everywhere. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless the Lord for this station, God. I thank you for your word, oh Lord. And on this week, the Lord gave us a message, a thought from Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting at the 33rd and 34th verses. Then I'm going to read 1 Kings, praise the Lord, 3 and 13, 1 Timothy 4, 8 and 9. And as the Lord began to deal with my heart with those scriptures, I began to read them. And on Tuesday night, the Lord blessed us to share. We had discussion. And it was so awesome because everybody have a need. But God was giving us not to worry. And 6:33, that's what he's telling us, not to worry about anything. Amen. Because he is in control of every situation if we let him be. We have to let him be in control of those situations that we may have in our lives. And I found out he is so beautiful for situation. Praise the Lord. This message is going to continue on to next week because I won't have enough time, but I'm just going to sort out on it and go as the Lord lead me out for to go with this thought on today. Pray for me. God is good, and I just love him this morning. But when he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, how many, I know a lot of mornings before the Lord saved me, I used to get up worrying about before I go to bed, what am I going to eat today? What I'm going to put on? And it was really, really vexing my spirit. And at the time, I wasn't saved, so I was just worrying about everything. And that's why I'm like, when I saw that 33rd verse, when Jesus said, but, and the, if you read up to the 31st verse, he said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Well, in the natural realm, we do. We have need of all these things, and if we don't have them, we tend to worry about them. But I'm so thankful for Jesus when he quickened our understanding in that 33rd verse when he said, but if you don't have him first in your life, you will worry about, we will worry about what we're going to eat, drink, or we'll just worry so much that sometimes we want to give up hope, or we want to just despair of our life. But God said, but seek ye first. And when I looked in Webster to see what seek meant, it means to search for, to try to reach, to attempt. Amen. And I was reading also in Luke 15:8, it tells about this little lady who had 10 silver coins, and she lost one of them, and she was trying to find it, and she couldn't find it. So she lit a candle, she swept the whole house looking for that lost coin. Finally, she found the coin, and after she found it, she was rejoicing that she called all of her neighbors and say, look, this coin I had lost, the Lord blessed me to find it. And she was so happy and excited about it. Amen. Can you imagine that if you lose something very precious to you, you're going to seek it till you find it? And I also was reminded one time, I lost a gold heart-shaped ring that my husband had given me. It was so dear to me. Amen. And I had lost and couldn't find it. I searched the whole house and couldn't find it. Praise God. And it was so devastating to me, because after he passed, that was the only thing seemed like I had that I could keep on my finger to be reminded of him. But how many of you know God is, he doesn't want us to worry about anything. He wants us to trust him. And I couldn't find it. At that time, I was having guests coming from out of town, some pastors and evangelists coming to see us, and God, I couldn't find the ring at the time. So I had to really, really put on I'm so thankful I had the Lord first in my life, and I won't be able to go into further, but tune in on next Tuesday, and I will continue, God willing, to share that testimony about what happened to the ring. Please call me at 318-305-6965 or inbox me on facebook.com/ telling of his goodness. Praise God. I love each and every one of you. Pray for me, and I'll do the same for you in Jesus' name. Until next week, this same time, have a blessed, blessed, blessed day in the Lord. Now, Father, we